Carrie Donovan is knocking on doors in Willits today, near Highway 82.
Not home. That's so funny. I mean, 80% of the homes have dogs, you know?
The Democratic candidate leaves behind a signed flyer and heads to the next house. She says she's out here trying to earn votes and preparing for the job she'd like to have.
Before doing this, I can't quite get my head around how you could do a good job representing a large geographic area if you didn't do door-to-door knocking.
And that's no easy task. Senate District 5 stretches across seven rural western slope counties. Donovan is a Vail native and former city council member who's billing herself as someone who knows the value of hard work.
I was raised with a real family value of service, and also it seemed like a very unique opportunity to represent all of the seven counties, and I didn't see another voice that was going to be able to do that.
Her issues include boosting the economy by growing small business and tourism, keeping water on the western slope, and improving education. The word Democrat is nowhere to be found on her campaign literature. It's by design.
It was a decision to make this race really about the issues and about policy, and in a state that's so fiercely independent and unaffiliated, to present the policy issues and then let people decide from there is a more generalized approach that people seem to appreciate.
The majority of District 5 voters are registered unaffiliated, and like Donovan, her challenger, Don Supas, left Republican off of all of his flyers.
So many of the issues we face here are rural versus urban issues. They're not Democrat versus Republican issues. When it comes to protecting our water rights, when it comes to protecting our public land.
Supas's mailers stress his family ties and show a man with deep roots in Colorado. He's the mayor of Orchard City in Delta County, and he owns a heating and cooling business. His main goal is to reduce government regulations, a frustration he feels personally.
Not only what I was seeing as far as regulations through the business, but as mayor, the unfunded mandates and the burdensome regulation, it had reached a point where I thought somebody had to do something. And if not me, then who?
Supas made headlines in September after a tweet was posted on his Twitter account about a neo-Confederate website. He told the Grand Junction Sentinel a volunteer staffer was to blame, who's since been fired. In the money race, Carrie Donovan leads Supas. As of late September, Donovan has more than $130,000 to Supas's $82,000. That doesn't tell the whole story, though. Money is flowing in from groups like Mainstream Colorado and the Conservation Colorado Expenditure Committee.
District 5, of both parties, it looks winnable, and this could be the pivotal district.
John Strayer teaches political science at Colorado State University. He says this dark money from so-called 527 groups is a clear sign of how pivotal District 5 is. The winner here could tip the balance in the Senate. It's also hard to call. Over the years, the seat has been held by both parties, and this time neither candidate is an incumbent. It's an open seat.
It's easier to jump into an open seat than it is to take on an incumbent. So open seats are inviting to the party that did not hold that seat previously.
The race is tough to predict, in part because of a wild card third party candidate. Libertarian Lee Mulcahy will be on the ballot. Strayer says typically a Libertarian candidate draws votes away from the Republican.
Well, if it's a real close race, it could make the difference in terms of who wins and who loses. Third party candidates don't win in Colorado. They don't win, with rare exception, do they win anywhere in the country. But they can affect the outcome of close contests.
Mulcahy has raised about $2,700. He says he's loyal to neither party.
I believe that neither party represents the will of the majority of the people. Instead, only serving the interests of their largest campaign contributors, the corporations and the billionaires.
His issues include preserving the Thompson Divide, nullifying Obamacare, reducing the number of nonviolent marijuana convictions, and raising the minimum wage at large companies like Walmart.
I believe that income inequality is the greatest issue facing America today. I was one of the co-architects of Occupy Aspen here. Trickle-down economics clearly works for the 1%. As a consequence, the once growing and thriving middle class in America is rapidly disappearing.
His unconventional meet-and-greets are cannabis tastings in towns throughout the district. Mulcahy's name may be familiar. He's been banned by several institutions in Aspen, including the Aspen Skiing Company, for ruffling feathers. He says that won't get in the way of running for one of the state's most competitive Senate seats. Ballots for the fall election are scheduled to go out in 2 weeks.